Okay, we're starting in the Mishnah of Daf Mem. On top of Daf Mem, Ein Loy Le Beitzim. I'm talking about the behemoth that Ein Loy Beitzim doesn't have Beitzim, or Ein Loy Le Beitzim Achas only has one. The halacha is that it's a mum. But Vishmal Eimam, Yesh Lo Shnei Kisim, if it has two pouches, Yesh Loy Beitzim, you can assume it has two Beitzim. Ein Loy Shnei Kisim, it does not have two pouches, Ein Loy Le Beitzim Achas. Then you can assume it only has one, and it's a mum. Rabbi Kiva Omer, it's not enough to assume. If it has two kisim, it's not two pouches, it's not enough to has it. You have to test it. Meshiva al achuzo, you put it on its rear end, and ma'ich, and you feel around, and you see if you can find it. If you can feel it, it should come down, you know, towards the kis. And yesh beitzim soifa lotzeis, it should come down. And if it doesn't come down, then it's a mum and you can eat it. And ma'isa shemi'ech, there was a story that one time they did this test, lo yasa, and the mum did not come down. The mum, the bayah did not come down, so they shechted it as a mum. They shechted it as a mum, and nishchata. Then nimsa tvuka v'ksam. They found it attached to the sides of the behema. They hit the Rabbi Kiva. Kiva said it's still mutter. Why is it still mutter? Because the ma'isa was a mum. Rechem said it's aser because even though they found it, the ma'isa, because since they found it, see, it was not a mum. Rabbi Kiva holds since they did the test, it's mutter. It's a mum. Rechem said no. The ma'isa, it's not mutter. So zok the Gemara. Hashto, ein loy ella beitza achas amers hava muma, ein loy klam boy. And the Mishnah says ein loy or ein loy beitza achas. It doesn't have at all; it only has one. So if it's missing one, it's a treifa. Of course, missing two is a treifa. What's the chiddush? Hashto ein loy beitza achas amers hava muma, ein loy klam boy. So the Gemara chesuri mechzer. There's something missing in this Mishnah. So come out, there's really three shittas. There's a Tanakama. There's Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. It's going to come out from when we explain it now. We're going to have three shittas.
Where does it say that? It says in Mishnah.
Yeah, Ein Loy Beim or Ein Loy Lebei Achas. So the question is, once you say Ein Loy Lebei Achas, I'm saying Loy Beim. Yeah, a lot of times Gemara say Loy Zuafsu, you know, but here Gemara says it's a three rach like this. Chesuri Mechsev, Hach Tani. Ein Loy Shtei Beim B'Shtei Kisim, El V'Kis Echa. If it has two Beim in one kiss, that's a mum. That's Kilo has one Beim. Inami. Shnei kisim or beyachas, two kisim and one beya, all those things are raised at mum. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the second thing. On the second thing. Rabbi Shmuel ama, yesh lo beis kisim, v'yedua shesh lo beis beyim, ein lo kis achod, k'mish ein lo beyachas, dami. If it has two kisim, it's good, it's not a mum. And if it only has one, even if it has two beyim in that one kiss, it's like it has only one beya. V'asa rekiv le meyim, but yedua lo emir, you don't say v'yedua, because it has two kisim, two pouches, you can say it has two beyim. You don't say that. El meshivu ala chuzoi umemaich. You have to do the test. And yesh beya soifa lotzeis. If a beya is going to come down, and you're going to feel it, and therefore, that's they have to do that test. So three of machlokes. Either as long as two kisim, as long as it only has the Tanakhama holds that either one kiss or one beya is a mum, even if it has two kisim. Rabbi Yishmael holds as long as it has two kisim, Ikanemon has two beyim, and it's not a mum. Rekiva says that even so, you still have to test it, you still have to check if it has the other beyim.
What's the
Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama. The Tanakama, because there, if you don't see it already, we are testing, if you don't only see one beyim already, it's a mum. The Tanakama.
Even if it has two kisim?
If it has two kisim, if you only see one beyim, then it's a mum.
You can't do a test.
Yeah, you don't do a test, yeah. So there's a story that they made a test and nothing came out. They found it afterwards. So Gemara just says the same story. Tanya on Rabbi Yosi, Ma'isa v'Piron, Shabbos Menachem, in the city of Piruz or Piron, but in the house of Menachem, Shemiach v'lo yotza. They did a test and no egg was there. Nishkla shechted it. Shechted the b'char. Nim says tavuka b'ksalim. They found that it was davuk in the ksalim. Behit the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said it was muta because the Ma'isa made the test, so it was a mum. But also Rabbi Yechon Uri said it's aser. Only Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yechon Uri. And Moshe had to chal moim shal yishol. You're making it aser means you have to vary it now. So he told Rabbi Yechon Uri, until when are you gonna use up the money of Klai Yisrael? You're wasting the money of Klai Yisrael. Only Rabbi Yechon Uri Rabbi Kiva. And Moshe had to machal yishol in avelus. Until when are you gonna machal Klai Yisrael in avelus? So for anything more, why is it in avelus? Lav mishcha shachti yishachted it. Ella treifes. So Gemara, lo is treifus, not as a treifus either. Ella ad mos at the machl yisrael kotsu mechutz, because the iser is the shechta b'char without a mum mechutz. It's a kotsu mechutz. So basically, Rekiva is telling Rekam Ruri that why you're using up Klai Yisrael's money. He says, back. What do you mean? It's a child of kotsu mechutz. You know, don't. Might see if we found the debates over here. So don't pass it up. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, nu Mishnah. Bal chomish reglayim. If the behemoth has five reglayim, that's a mum. Or if Elan Shalish only has three legs, it's also a mum. Vishiraglo kluta is kashal chamar. If it's close, it's not split like a chamar, also that's called a mum. Vashachal vahakasol also a mum. What's a shachal and a kasol? Eidu shachal, shenishvato yerechai. The whole entire leg from the top, from the thigh, came out. The kasol shachas v'yerechayim gvayis. One of its legs are higher than the other one. One of the legs of the behemah are higher than the other ones. That's a shachal and a kasol. That's all these movement in the Mishnah. Om Rav Huna. Loi shanu ela shechaser v'yaseh v'yad. This whole halacha that's only a mum for bechar is only its chaser v'yaseh v'yad. Only if it's chaser v'yaseh v'yad. Ava v'regel treifa na mihava. If it's missing a regel, then it's also a treifa. The chol yaseh can not adami. Saying Tona was saying it's only a mum for bechar. He's saying if that's only if it's the front legs, the rear legs, the hind legs, whatever they call them. If one of those are missing, it's more than just a mum. It's a tray for also. It's a tray for also. Why? And now, not only that, and therefore, halacha is, if you have an extra one, it's like it's missing. So therefore, when it says five, and it's mashma, it's only a mum for bechar, not a tray for, because you can eat it. It's only if the extra one's in the front, two legs. And when it says missing, it's only if the missing one is in the front, two legs. If it's the missing one in the back, then it's a tray for. If the extra one's trapped, extra one's in the back. What?
Why is the extra one in the back?
Because the halacha is that a missing leg in the back is called a tray for.
But if you take away the extra one, you have two.
Well, yeah, so that's the chazal, kaimel chazal. Call yes, I cannot dambi. If it's the extra one, it's ke'ilu, it's notal. That's chazal halz. And Rashi Gad has three reasons why, if it's missing a yerech, it's a mum. It's a treifa because a nitla kuma kuva lamayla, and a case of the yerech comes out. Three things in Rashi says that we know if something's missing from the back legs, that's called a treifa.
It was the first
mission
in the
Kuvah. Well, yeah, it was. Omra papa loit. Now, it's really missing something here. It's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the behemoth's foot is round like chamar, that's a mum. Don't say it was only round and not cracked. There's both things. The chamar's leg is different. If you look at your picture, the chamar's leg is different than a behemah kosher leg in two ways. First of all, it's round. And second of all, it's not split. There's two differences. We said in our Mishnah that if it's like chamar's leg, it's a mum. Which one was it? Both? So the doesn't have to be both. Doesn't have to be both. Loi tamer da'gilam loi sadikon. It was round and not cracked. El kivin da'gilam afkav sadikon. If it was round, and even if it was cracked, if it was round, that alone makes it a mum. The chamar is different in two ways. It's round and it's not split. One of those ways being different makes it a mum already. The Mishnah said that one of the mumim are, it's like a chamar. So one of those ways being different already makes it into a mum. That's where our papa's mechash
starts. The donkey is cracked?
No. It's round and it's all one piece.
Ours is supposed to be cracked.
No, a donkey's not a kosher animal. Yeah, ours is supposed to be cracked, exactly.
So
it says if a kosher animal looks like a donkey's leg, it's a mum.
Right.
What does it mean, looks like a donkey leg?
Either round or not cracked.
Right, one of those is enough. Doesn't it both? Doesn't have to be legamri like a chamar. It could be halfway like a chamar, it's enough to make a problem ready. Says the Mishnah Vayta Shachol VaKosel Tanabana Ezel Kosel VeEzel Shachol Shachol Shenishpta Yerechai. Shachol means that the thigh was misplaced. It was taken, displaced from the behemah. Kosel Shragel Echad B'Soicha Kessel Ragel Echad Agabe Kessel. The kessel is the side of the animal. So one of near the tail. So one foot was higher than the side, and one was the same level as the side. That's called the mum of a kossel. Tana, there's a different mum here called Sarua of a kollet. Sarua asher shravela yerechai. The yerechai was bigger. You see, the case of kossel is not that one was bigger. They're both the exact same size. Just one was placed higher on the side of the animal than the other one. It just was higher, so that's why it was like not even. But it's not a mum. If one leg is bigger than the other leg, that's called Sarua. And kollet means Kluta is kshal chamar kshal sus. It means it's closed up, even though it's not round. This is that other case where it's different. Both of us are mum. Seruah v'akol is mum. Seruah sheshav le'yerecha. It's longer. And kol sheragav kluta is kshal chamar v'kshal sus. It's closed up like a chamar and a sus. Zok the mishtavaita. Nishpa etzem yodai. If it broke, his hand broke of the behemoth of etzem ragla, or the bone in its foot is broken, all those things are mumen. Afish any nicker, it's a mum. And but where did it come from? These mumen. Mumen elu mana ila b'yavne. Ila, who's Talmud Chacham, he's the one who counted these mumen in Yavne. V'hoid lo chacham, chamul moida. And ila added another three, and that chamul not moida. V'hoid gimel hoisiv. Amrulai, chamas etim lo shemanu ela elu ela elu. Only mask to the first two. Nishpa etzem yadoi etzem ragloi, but not these three. What are the three that Ila said? Shagilgal eini agul kashal adam. If the eyeball is round like an adam, it's one mum. The Gemara will discuss that. Upiv doyim kashal chazir. Its mouth is similar to a pig's mouth. That's another mum that Ila said. V'shenitl reiva madaber l'shoinai. And if most of its tongue, the talking part of the tongue, was removed, that means the tongue is attached to the mouth on the bottom, and some of the tongue is not attached. That's called the madaber. That's what you talk with. So if Raiva the Madaba was removed, that's a mum. So you add a three more mumin that Chamor maskim. So Bezdin Shacharim, Omar Reza Mum. I said later on, Bezdin was maskim to him. What was the three mumin that were a machlekes? Round eye, and Pivdai Mosh Chazir, and Shinitl Raiva Madaba. Zot the Gemara. We'll see which part, how Daimit to Chazir it was. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about that. Ain't a nicker. It said in the ratio that if the bone breaks, that it's a mum, even if it's not a nicker. In fact, the Gemara, ain't nicker, mika mumma. We know, we learned already a few blot already, you have to have mum shavigalui. This is not a nicker. Why is it a mum?
The first case.
What? All the cases, you know, almost died. Yeah, we're asking the first case of Nishbar. That was clearly a mum. It's not a nicker. It says ain't a nicker. On Rapapa, it's not nicker, machmas atzma. Ain't nicker, you can't see it. Av a nicker, machmas locha. It is nicker when it starts working, it starts plowing, you see it's limping around. So you see, it's not workable. It can't work well, and therefore it is a mum hanikker.
That's a very big chiddush, no? To say that's considered a mum.
It's a chiddush, but still, it's a mum. It's nicker when it works. It's nicker, so that's called nicker. Nicker means you guess doesn't even see it. It has to be a mum that's noticeable. It's a noticeable mum.
So all the other cases that we said, you wouldn't see it.
Right? Yeah. Mum is one of the cases of mum that nicker is deep into the mouth. It's never nicker that mum. Never see it, or it's missing a spleen. Okay. You don't realize it. Yeah, inside, you're not going to realize it. Zot the Gemara Vayta, Mum Elamano. So it said that he added three more. One of them was a round eyeball, like an Adam. Zot the Gemara Lamemra, Lav Hainu Urche. It's not normal to have a round eyeball, but Aminu, I'll show you, behemoths have round eyeball. Because it says, a person that's Mapelas, Hamapelas Min Behema, Isha is Mapelas Min Behema, Chai Vaif. If it's a zachar, she has all the dina tumah for a zachar in the keva, teisha in the keva. Any adua, you're not sure if it's a zachar in the keva. Teisha zachar in the keva, you have to do lechumra both. The Rav Meir. Why, when you give birth to a behemoth, you have to sit, you know, all dina tumah? My time, the Rav Meir. However, the galgal ain't ugly kushal adam, because the eyeball of behemoth is round like a person. So you see, that does have characteristics of a person and has a round eye. So how can you say in a mishnah that's a mum? The black part of the eye, the black eyeball, that's exactly the same, Adam and a behema. The white of the person, the white eyeball of a person, we can't see it, is round. Under the eye, it's round. The whole white is a round ball. By a behema, it's not. By a behema, it's not like that, and that's the chilf in that. It would be a mum. If the behema's eye was round like that, that would be a mum, according to Ila. Another one of Ila's mums are Piv Doima Kishal Chazir. Amra Pavle Tema de Shapid Viparis. Don't say there's two characteristics of the pig. First of all, its upper lip goes over the bottom lip. That's number one. And number two is it's like a little round. It's rounded more than an animal. It's round. The whole thing is round more than a regular animal. It's round. It's rounded more. That's shpud b'parus. So two things. So there's only both characteristics of the chazir. One of them is enough. Given the parus, I've got a shapid. It's enough to be called a mum. It's a machlekes in Rashi, which word means going over, like shpud means like a missile going over, or paras, the one means going over. We're not sure what it means, but it means one of those mumin, one of those differences, looks like chazir, is enough of a mum. So I think Gemara Vayta. If most of the tongue is missing, of the medaber, it's also a mum. Mas nisim money, Rabbi Yehuda he, the tanya, ve'es shenitel reiv haloshen, that's one of the mumun. Ve'es shenitel reiv haloshen, that's one of the mumun. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, I'm a reiv medaber shal shayna. It means, the reiv medaber shal shayna, already that's enough, they called a mum. He said reiv medaber, he's saying, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what he's saying, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm going like Ila.
I'm saying Ila that said Reiv HaMedaber is going according to Rav Yehuda, not any part of Lashon.